time to talk to the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Shauna Sani is on the line. We're going to talk about Heart Awareness Month. We're into week one of Heart Awareness Month, and let's find out more about it. Shauna Sani, good morning. On this spring week, shall we call it?
A good morning, Wayne, and happy spring.
Yes, thank you. It's hopefully going to be a good season. But Shauna Sani, as part of the month of September, you at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, or the Heart and Stroke Foundation, is running Heart Awareness Month. Briefly tell our listeners about the campaign, the themes, and the importance of the campaign.
Yes, and to start with, happy Heart Awareness Month to our listeners. This month at the Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa, we observe Heart Awareness Month every year. The reason for this is to highlight the importance of heart health. So the aim of this campaign, we use it to raise awareness of heart disease as a serious condition, but it is a preventable condition that affects many people locally and globally. So throughout this month, the Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa and its partners, we are focusing on educating health promotion and disease prevention initiative so that we can help people to adopt healthy behaviors that will reduce the number of people that are being diagnosed and dying from heart disease. Mm-hmm. So this campaign will culminate on World Heart Day, which is commemorated annually on the 29th of September with a global theme set by the World Heart Federation. The theme is Don't Miss a Heartbeat. So this month, don't be surprised when you come along color red, because this color red, it symbolizes that the heart matters and is widely used during this time to show support and spread the message about the heart health. So this week we'll be discussing, this month we will be discussing different themes every week, but this week we are focusing on the burden of cardiovascular disease, exploring the patterns and the impact of cardiovascular disease, specifically highlighting how women experience heart disease can differ from women.
And Shauna Sani, you mentioned the burden of cardiovascular disease. What does the term cardiovascular disease actually mean? You know, what are we referring to here?
When we speak about cardiovascular disease, we are referring to a group of health conditions that affect the heart blood vessels, the heart and also the blood vessels. So it includes serious conditions like heart attacks, high blood pressure, heart failure, and more. And these conditions, most of the time, they are caused by a narrowed or blood vessel, which can lead to a problem because when there is a blockage in the blood vessel or when the blood vessel have narrowed, there is difficulties with regards to blood flow throughout the whole body. And the heart now needs to work harder to pump the blood throughout, which at the end, it will affect the heart health. So in many cases, cardiovascular disease can be prevented by adopting healthy behavior such as a healthier diet, staying active, avoiding smoking and drinking, as well as managing stress level.
And Shauna Sani, what is the current state of cardiovascular disease in South Africa? You know, are we healthy as South Africans?
According to the World Health Organization, as I've mentioned, cardiovascular disease are the leading cause of death globally and disability. They account for approximately 32% of all death, with 19.8 million lives in 2022. Notable of these 19.8 million deaths that were caused by cardiovascular disease, 85% of these, they were caused by heart attacks and stroke, with over three quarter, which means 25% of the 19.8 million, they were happening in low and middle income countries, which South Africa is classified under. So cardiovascular disease, they also caused at least 38% of premature death on people younger than the age of 70. And also here currently in South Africa, the statistics South Africa, they report that cardiovascular disease, it was the leading cause of death in South Africa in 2021, causing 98,605 deaths in 2021. So this highlights the need that we need to have a sustained prevention and management efforts to help reduce the number of people that are being affected by cardiovascular disease.
And then how does heart disease affect different populations such as women, men, and probably different population groups?
Cardiovascular disease affects women and men differently. but it affects women at a higher rate. The reason for this is because in women, it mostly go undiagnosed or untreated because of the reasons such as that they experience atypical symptoms such as fatigue, nausea, back pain, that most of the time they don't associate them with heart problems. They would rather think that it's something else, and furthermore, they don't really have a proper diagnosis, which will think that it's heart disease. This can also lead to a delay in diagnosis or missed cases. In addition to this, also there are also women experience challenges like hormonal changes, particularly during menopause and pregnancy-related conditions such as preeclampsia and gestational diabetes, which will also increase the lifetimes of developing cardiovascular disease in women. The other thing that also women face also that is related to cardiovascular disease, it's also the polycystic ovary syndrome, which is often linked to insulin resistance, excess body weight, and also abnormal cholesterol, of all which will increase the heart of the risk of heart disease. Because also women take a combined oral contraceptive or hormonal replacement therapy, they may also slightly increase the risk of blood clots, stroke, heart attack, especially in women over the age of 75 or those that smoke. Also, other thing that happens is that after menopause, it is associated with increased cholesterol levels, high blood pressure, as well as weight gain around the abdomen, which is also the risk factors of developing cardiovascular disease. So it is important that as healthcare professional, we recognize this risk factor, because if we recognize them, we'll be able to prevent, give proper diagnosis and treatment of cardiovascular disease in women.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of healthcare infrastructure, what are some of the key challenges LMRCs face in providing adequate cardiovascular care?
When it comes to low and middle income countries, the biggest challenge we have is providing heart care, because there's a lack of trained professionals. We also have outdated medical facilities and equipment, and also there is a limited access to essential treatment. So many regions here, they simply don't have enough also cardiologists or cardiac surgeons, or even when there is healthcare workers, we usually don't have enough tools that we need to diagnose the heart problems. Also, like, we don't even have modern treatment options. Another key issue is that heart disease care also is expensive, and many people cannot afford the surgeries or medication or follow up, because you might find that they live far than the place that they're supposed to get the treatment. For example, most of the time here, like, for example, in South Africa, you can only get in the government facilities, you can only get a cardiologist or cardiac surgeons in tertiary or academic hospital, which is mostly they are situated in urban areas. So though for those that are in rural, they need to catch up transport, and also because they are only limited in urban areas or in academic hospital, there is also a long waiting list that it can take months for you before you can be able to see the cardiologist or cardiac surgeon, which in the time also the disease will also be progressing without you having a proper diagnosis.
So at the moment, there's a major problem, and it's because of the delays more than anything else that might be the cause.
Yes, it is mainly the delays, as well as that most people, they are not also afford the medical care that for the heart care.
And I suppose it's, you know, heart medical care is sort of more expensive, much more expensive than a lot of other disease conditions that people might have.
Yes, it is.
And Shonisani, what are the key take-home messages that you would like to share with listeners on this week's theme? And also, where can listeners reach you should they want to find out more?
This week, the message that we want to share with the listeners is that heart health is important for everyone. And many health conditions, they are preventable with the right knowledge and behavioral choices. So it's extremely important to be aware of how cardiovascular disease can affect any gender, any race, or age. So the thing that we can do for ourselves to reduce the risk of having heart disease is that we need to stay informed. And the moment you feel like you're not well, seek early treatment or seek early diagnosis, and also adopt healthy behaviors. So if your listeners want to speak to one of the healthcare professionals, they can call us on 021-422-1586. And also they can visit our website, www.heartfoundation.co.za, for more information. We are also on Facebook, on X, as well as Instagram. They can follow us there for more information.
So you're available on all channels?
Yes, we are available in all channels.
Great. Shonisani, thank you very, very much. Enjoy the rest of the first week of spring and look forward to chatting next week Tuesday as we go through the month of Heart Awareness Month.
Thank you so much, Wayne. Have a good spring month and spring week. And thank you to the listeners. Happy Heart Awareness Month and happy spring month.
Thanks, Shonisani. Take care. Cheerio then. That's Shonisani Nepalama from the Heart and Stroke Foundation talking to us today about Heart Awareness Month and the first week. And we'll be covering this topic through the month on this chat at 10 past 8 every Tuesday. And the chat will be on our website later on as well. If you missed it, you want to maybe refer back, do pop onto wildcoastradio.co.za.